অপশনটি 18 জানুয়ারি 2004, 22nd পয়েন্ট, ড্রিল, লাইক ফাদার বিকম দোজ উইথ অভ্যক্ত ফর্ম, নাও অল অফ ইউ হ্যাভ টু কন্ডাক্ট দিস ড্রিল ইন ইউর হার্ট ইন এ সেকেন্ড, ডু ইট রাইট নাও, ফিনিশ অল থটস, কন্ডাক্ট দ্য ড্রিল, ও বাবা, সুইট বাবা, লাভলি বাবা, উই আর নাও অবাউট টু বিকম দোজ উইথ দি অভ্যক্ত ফর্ম, জাস্ট লাইক ইউ রাইট নাও, বাবা কন্ডাক্টেড ড্রিল. So this is the second, 22nd point. Now, all of you have to conduct this drill in your heart in a second. Do it right now. Finish all thoughts. Conduct the drill. Oh Baba, sweet Baba, lovely Baba. We are now about to become those with the avyakta form. Just like that, right now, Baba conducted drill. Baba has conducted, has taught us so many drills. When we say the word drill, it's in fact spiritual drill. But just... have a bird eye look at the word drill. There are three different types of drills. One is physical drill, second is intellectual drill, and third is spiritual drill. Physical drill is very important. Physical drill includes exercise. It may also include yogasana and many other things. So, we will try to compare this benefits of physical drills and the benefits of spiritual drills. What are the benefits of physical drill exercise? What happens when you exercise? What happens and why doctors advise? We feel good, we feel energetic, we feel flexible, we feel, because of exercise, healthy, light, weight loss. Yes, that is very important. For weight loss, weight reduction, you need exercise. Then digestion is good with exercise. Good digestion, good health, for good blood circulation, to ward off diseases, for energy, and neurotransmitters level increase. So all those people who do regular exercise, they are away from depression, they are away from mood swings. All those things also happen. Then what are the other uses of exercise? Free from the disease, you are also free from anxieties, fear, confidence, self-confidence increases, it boosts self-confidence. When you exercise, it boosts self-confidence. Then, concentration power also increases. When you are exercising every day, your memory power increases, concentration power increases. All those people who exercise every day, they have a greater level of concentration. Then, because of exercise, self-motivation, your life becomes disciplined. Discipline comes into life because you force yourself to do something. So gradually that discipline in one place makes you disciplined at all other places. So discipline. Then attitude of sportsmanship comes. Then what are the other things? You become more alert. You become more active. Enthusiasm increases when you do exercise. Then you are recharged. The body is recharged. If you don't do exercise, you become flabby, you become obese, you have lot of mood swings, lazy, careless, drowsiness. You feel like to sleep everywhere. You fall asleep. You never understand how, when, because you are not exercising. Lethargy, sloth, not feeling like to do anything, just go and sleep, go to sleep. Longevity, that happens with exercise. Then brain is more active. The persons who exercise, they have more active brain. So this is all about physical exercise. Second aspect is mental drill, that is intellectual or psychological drill. What are these drills? Crosswords. You solve some arithmetic problem, some puzzles, some conundrum. These all things are there where you have to use your brain more, logic, reason. So all these things. Suppose you read some paragraph, some poetry, and you try to recite it. You try to recall it. This is a mental drill. Visualize. This is a mental drill. one very good thing they teach in photographic memory. Photographic memory means whatever you read or whatever you have seen, you can reproduce it as it is, whether it is Murli or anything else. So that is known as photographic memory. There are training, special training for this. Like they tell now about the phone numbers, they can recite. So many memory masters are there. So one of the techniques is photography memory is that while you go to sleep at night, try to recall everything that happened in the day. Right from the time you got up. Now when you got up from right side or left side. Try to recall even that. Try to recall the colors, the names of people you met. This is just to refresh. So you keep on recalling everything. Just as I sit here and I recall what time I got up, this side or that side. What is the color of my chappal? You will find that I don't know really. I will have to see. I really have to see. What is the color of my specs? I don't know. So many things are there. We just forget. So try to recall things. This is known as mental drill. Mental. Or another mental drill is you see all the people and you close your eyes and try to recall who are the people who were sitting there. Or some items are there. Many things are written. Like in this table, so many things are there. Close the eyes and try to recall what things were there. Computer was there. That bell was there. What was the color of the bell? Can anybody tell? Right now. So this is, you know, trying to recall things. Trying to... What is the color of that watch, Sushil? White. Look back. This is golden. So this is, you know, this is all memory training. This is all memory training. While you enter Pandavavan, okay, just in front of the gate there is a board. What is the color of that board? Instructions. Blue. Okay. Once you go inside the Pandavavan, okay, inside the Pandavavan, Brahma Baba's photo is there. What is the color of that? So, we have to be more aware, alert. Observe things. Don't see them. Observe them. Don't hear. Listen. And this should start. Once you start it at one place, it will start at other place. Once you start doing it here, then you will start doing it at other places also. This is the same. Mind will try to do the same thing with Murli also then. Then you will start recalling our entire Murli. Because you are doing this practice everywhere. You are doing this practice everywhere. So try to see, observe things. Try to listen to things. So this is known as mental drill. Okay, so all three drills we have to do. Baba though is telling us to do spiritual drill, which is most important of course. So, but even this mental drill is important. Try to recalling things. Read one paragraph of Murli. Suppose you read this small paragraph. Now close the Murli. Close the book and try to recall what it was. Try to recall. And then go back and see what this was missing. Then try to recall again. So this recalling is very important. People don't do this. They keep on reading Murlis after Murli, but they hardly remember anything. They don't remember what was in yesterday's Murli. But they want today's Murli. If today's Murli is not available, they are very unhappy. We want today's. The yesterday's Murli is kept like this. It is there, lying on the paper. Nobody even wants to look at yesterday's Murli. They just are anxious only for the new. And the moment you read that new Murli, it's gone. Now we want next day's Murli. So this is what is the thing. So try to see things, try to observe things. What tree is there? What is there in that courtyard? What is there? What is that trance light? How is this like? What are those flower pots? Everything. See everything. Because this habit will make, induce in you a different habit of seeing, watching, remembering things. So this remembrance is very important. So this is second. Now coming to the third drill. Third is spiritual drill. Now compare the benefits of physical drill with this spiritual drill. Spiritual drill activates the soul. Spiritual drill boosts the soul. Spiritual drill increases the self-confidence of the soul. Spiritual drills makes soul light, healthy. Healthy in the sense, those all psychological fluctuations, mood off, mood swings, getting disturbed, all those things will not happen because you are exercising. And most important, detachment. The moment you do spiritual drill, like a short drill, I am here at this moment, I leave this body and go in my home. So you are totally detached from this world. So this detachment detaches you from so many maladies of the mind or body or this world. So detachment, energy, then what are the benefits of spiritual drill? You become detached observer. You become strong. See, if I have this exercise, I don't exercise, my muscles will become so loose and flabby. And look at the muscles of those bodybuilders, how strong they are. In the similar way, soul is also muscle. You have to exercise this soul, so the soul will become powerful, strong, healthy, activated. No depression, no low moods, not getting disturbed, not too sensitive. That blame game, all those things are the natural things that keep soul keeps on doing. But when you practice this spiritual trip, you are away from all these things. Next, what are the other effects? Benefits? Aura increases. Okay. Shine comes. Then? May not be visible. Then? Happy. Yes. We will be in a happy mood most of the time. Always. That happiness is such an elusive thing. It is always evading us. So, the moment you are practicing this soul consciousness, a spiritual drill is to become soul conscious. So this practice will make you, keep you happy most of the time. Then shine, brightness, yeah, concentration, yeah, concentration will increase. Now suppose in the middle of your busy schedule, hectic day, you are asked to become bodiless. It's so difficult. You are busy in some tasks, but when you have practice of doing this, you can become. Any moment in a day, if you are asked, statue and become bodiless. Now, you can get away from this body and become bodiless. So it is a matter of practice. Practice, 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 practice. Practice of soul consciousness. Practice of coming into body, going out of body. Coming into body, going out of body. This practice is very important. Then, you can create positive vibrations. No, you change circumstances. Then tolerance power increases. Then decision making, yes, very important. Your decision making power increases because whole day you have to make decisions about small things. You have to keep on making decisions, so your decision power increases. All eight powers come to you. Your negativity and waste will go away because see, the moment we are soul conscious, soul is positivity. Soul is a storehouse of positivity. So all that negativity sheds away, goes away. So we become point source of light and positive. Then, peaceful. We are situated in the all the basic nature of soul: peace, happiness, love, purity, vibrations. Everything automatically flows. So that's why this drill is very important. We do service to the world. We remain unaffected by the world, uninfluenced by the world. We will not get affected by anything of this world. So this practice is very important. Keep on, invent new drills every day. Invent new drills. Every day you should have a new drill. Don't keep on doing the same drill. Which you did yesterday, today's drill should be different. What is the procedure? Every day, try from the Murli only, you can convert Murli into drills. Convert Murli into drill. For given example, Baba says, you are ancestor souls. Okay? You are ancestor souls. You have to give sakash to the world because the worldly souls are unhappy, in sorrow, suffering, in misery. So that is your duty. Now convert this into a drill. Like I, the soul, am sitting in Paramdham and below me is the inverted tree. Baba is filling me with spiritual power and all for spiritual power from me is going down into this entire tree. we have converted this into a tree, into a drill. In this way you can convert anything, anything. For example, consider as if the Paramdham is lake, okay, and I am in that lake. This is a lake of pure consciousness, and I am moving in that lake everywhere. Don't do the same drill. I am in the Paramdham, Baba is above me and I am below, and he is showering rays. This we are doing from long time. Do something else. Take your boat there in Paramdham and move. In different religions there are sections, no? So you can convert anything into a drill. New drill, but newness you want. A new thing should be there. Otherwise there is boredom in life. So start having, invent a new drill each day. See things and invent a drill. See things and invent a drill. All imagination, all visualization, but feel it. Then they will become real. Okay? So today's homework is invention of drills, new drills. Om Shanti.